Dang, finally. Can you hear me?
Morning. Alright, well, dude, that's a battle, man. Alright, so I was gonna do it on worldliness, but I don't have enough time, so I'm just gonna do it on who we are in Christ, who we are as people. It's my What is the Good News of God by Apologia, my gospel track that I think I gave you one before. It's powerful. I'm going to read it to you real quick. Does that sound good? And it says, it says, God created you in his image. And it goes on, it says, you were made to be a reflection of him on earth, just like our first parents in the garden. Adam and Eve had perfect fellowship with him, unstained by rebellion, brokenness, and sin. Adam fell into sin, and the Bible says that all of us fall with him. Romans 5:12. In that moment, God did something unexpected. Rather than do what God could do, because he is holy, he makes a promise to save what was lost. His promise that through the seed of the woman, a Messiah will come. And through his saving work, the woman's seed will crush the head of the serpent and be bruised on his heel. Genesis 3:15. There's a story of God's grace and his Messiah and his Messiah flowing throughout all of history. Long before someone named Jesus ever walked the earth, God told us every detail necessary to know him as Savior and Lord. The story is that God himself was the one coming to save. Can you hear me? I'm getting kicked out again. Are you guys there? Okay, I got kicked out. I'm actually just reading a good news track for you real quick. But the Bible references I've used is Romans 5:12, Genesis 3:15, Isaiah 9:6-7. There's a Bible app I wanted to recommend you guys to download so we could follow along together. Let's see. I think it's that one. Oh, no, that's not it. That's vitamins. Never mind. Ignore that. Crap. Yeah, that's vitamins, guys. Don't. That was my last paste, I guess. All right, I'm just reading who God created us in the image of. I don't have much time. I've been having internet issues trying to get logged on. Oh, literal word. Oh, yeah. That one's good, dude. I have another one. It's called YouVersion. It's called YouVersion. It's a Bible app. It's in Android and what you call it? Apple. It's cool though, because you can do Bible plans together and you can follow along with the scriptures I put up, because that's what I use to put up scriptures. But right now I'm reading a good news track because I'm running out of time. Okay, so the story is that God himself was the one coming to save Isaiah 9:6-7, that he would be born of a virgin, Isaiah 7:14, in Bethlehem, Micah 5:2, and that he was coming as a suffering servant to die a violent death in the place of his people, declaring them righteous and to be counted as transgressors. Though he did no wrong, Isaiah 53:5-8, we're told that this Messiah would rise again and forever defeat our greatest enemy, death, Isaiah 53:10. The Bible says that when this Messiah came, he would be coming to bring a kingdom, Daniel 7:13-14. And this kingdom would grow increasingly, Isaiah 9:6-7, until that knowledge of God covered the earth as the waters cover the seas, Isaiah 11:9. We're told that after this Messiah accomplished his saving work, he would reign as king until all God's enemies were placed underneath his feet as a footstool, that he would have victory, Psalms 110:1, and they have affected, and that the effects of sin curse would be removed as far as they were found. This Messiah would bring forgiveness and salvation through his death and resurrection. His rule would extend the ends of the earth, bringing all nations of the earth to God. Psalms 2:8, Psalms 22:27-28, Isaiah 2:1-3. You need to know the truth about all of us. Romans 1:18-32 says that we all know God has made himself so clearly known throughout creation that we have no excuse. Our problem is that because of sin, we don't want to acknowledge him. So we attempt to hold down the truth about him. Instead, we find ourselves worshiping created things instead of the one true God who made us. We're all breakers of God's law. Even if we claim not to know God, we all stand before God in judgment. Acts 17:35. Let me know if you guys are still there. John 5:22. On that day, you won't be judged. You won't be judged on the basis of how good you are compared to the person standing next to you. Okay. You'll be judged in comparison to the moral perfection of God himself. All of us are rebels against God and hostile to his law because God is holy. We deserve his judgment, condemnation, and wrath for all eternity. Romans 3:10 says, there is none righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together, they have become worthless. There is none who does good, not even one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. God saves sinners in Jesus. He has provided a sacrifice that takes away the wrath that comes from our disobedience to God. Romans 3:24-26. The second person of the Trinity became a man and took on flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. He lived a sinless, righteous life in full obedience to the law that you have failed to keep. He died an excruciating, bloody death on the cross that you deserved to die. He was buried, and on the third day, he rose again from the dead, forever defeating sin and death for those who turn from their sin and trust in him for forgiveness and salvation. He credits his perfect life as a gift by faith alone. Let me read that again. For those who turn from their sins and trust in him for forgiveness and salvation, he credits his perfect life as a gift by faith alone. He washes them completely of all their sins and never counts their sins against them again. Romans 4:4-8. He declares them righteous in his sight, even though they aren't. He takes the wrath they deserve. He gives them peace with God. Romans 5:1. It's all a gift of his grace, not based on anything we can do to earn this favor. Genesis 15:6. Ephesians 2:8-9. Titus 3:5-6. That is good news. This message of good news is better than we realize. It's not just about God saving individual sinners for heavens one day. Saving individual sinners for heaven one day. It's the gospel of the kingdom. It's the good news that Jesus brought the reign of God into the world. And it is now advancing and growing as he reverses the curse of our first parents in the garden, putting all things right again. It's the announcement that Jesus is king. He has bought this world with his blood and is now in the process of reconciling all things and existence to himself. Colossians 1:16-19. This message is about having peace with God through his son. This good news is found only in Jesus and nowhere else. John 14:6. Now he is now seated on the throne and has authority in heaven and on earth. Matthew 28:18-20. What is going on? Oh, redemption, you change your picture? He says, you are not the center of the gospel. The gospel is about the glory of God. Okay. It says, you are not the center of the gospel. The gospel is about the glory of God. It's the story of God's redemption and saving sinful, unworthy people. It's a story that begins with an understanding of the one true God and who he is. He's not like you and I. He's not a creature. Exodus 3:14, Isaiah 40 through 25. He has no beginning or an end. Psalms 90 verse 2. He's unchangeable. Malachi 3:6. Nothing can thwart him or his purpose. Isaiah 46:9-10. Daniel 4:35. And he needs nothing outside of himself. Acts 17:25. A lot of Bible verses, guys. However, the attributes most used in the Bible to describe God, despite what many people say, is not love, but holiness. God is holy. Isaiah 6:3. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Isaiah 6:3. He is set apart from you, morally blameless and perfectly righteous, having no sin to repent of. Numbers 23:19. The call to you to this, repent and believe the good news. You can know him. I want to plead with you to turn from your sin and trust in Christ and his work alone. Abandon sin and self-righteousness and come to this Messiah for redemption and the gift of eternal life. The Bible says to turn and believe. It's good news for sinners. It's good news for the unworthy. Turn from darkness to light. Be reconciled to God. Trust in this Messiah for forgiveness of salvation. Find a solid Christian church that stands on the Bible as the Word of God. Find a body of Christian believers that believes God's word and supreme. Come to Christ and be part of the kingdom of God. Jesus says these words, truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my voice and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. John 5:24. Self-righteousness. Self-righteousness. All right, so that's it, guys. I had a lot of technical issues with doing this today, but let me pray for you guys. Heavenly Father, I come before you. I thank you for your word today, Father God. I pray a hedge of protection over each one in the room, Lord God. I pray that your word cut through their heart and ministers to them, Lord Jesus. I pray that you would just give them the desire to turn from their sin, Lord, and turn to righteousness, Father. I pray that you would just bless each and every one here, Lord God, to repent and believe and to grow in maturity of your word. If they're not growing, Father God, help them to really examine themselves and where they're at in their walk. And to be in a solid church serving you, Lord. And that's just all in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you guys. Hope you guys got ministered to. Sorry again. I took so long. I had issues, you know. Hey, brother, keep redemption in prayer. She's going to be going on a mission here pretty soon. Pray that God gets glorified in the mission, okay? Hedge of protection over her. I'll be praying for you guys, all right? God bless you guys. Remember, all glory to God.